Throughout the spring and early summer, the calls of frogs and toads resound in wetlands across North America. In the Great Lakes Basin, 14 species can be heard at various times of the breeding season. Some species are limited in their distribution within the basin, while others are widespread. Perhaps more than any other group of vertebrate, frogs and toads are sensitive to changes in the wetlands they depend on. Their presence or absence in a marsh is indicative of the health of that ecosystem. A robust chorus of a variety of species usually indicates a healthy marsh, while a silent spring may be the first sign of a distressed system. It is the aim of the Marsh Monitoring Program to monitor the health of marshes in the Great Lakes region by surveying frog and toad populations on an ongoing basis.
In addition to a knowledge of each species' calls, surveyors are asked to quantify the amount of calling heard for each species identified, based on a three-level scale.
The first section of this amphibian instruction tape deals with species identification. The species are grouped in the approximate order that each begins singing in the breeding season. Thus, wood frog, which begins in the very early days of spring, is the first, while Blanchard's cricket frog, which does not begin singing until midsummer, is last. The second section demonstrates how to categorize the amount of song heard. Why don't we get started?